This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Bharatiya Janata Party-led Mahayuti alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led India bloc has retained power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of the total of 288 seats, BJP has bagged 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 57 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 41 seats. Congress has won 16 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar's group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena secured 20 seats, while others have won 12. Mahayuti coalition comprises of BJP, Shiv Sena and the Nationalist Congress Party. In Jharkhand, out of the total of 81 seats, the ruling JMM has been victorious in 34 seats, while the Congress won 16 seats, RJD won 4 seats, and BJP got 21 seats, and others have won 6 seats. The India bloc comprises JMM, Congress Rashtriya Janata Dal, and the Communist Party of India. Prime Minister, senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the party's victory in Maharashtra Assembly polls is a win for a good governance and development. The address party workers at BJP headquarters in Delhi yesterday evening, Mr. Modi said that the poll result is a defeat of a negative politics. He said that he also showed his trust in BJP in the by-polls held across the several states. He said that it signifies that the people only want development. He thanked women, farmers and the youth for imposing their trust in the party. Mr. Modi said that this is the third consecutive time that the BJP has emerged as the largest party in Maharashtra, which is undoubtedly a historic win. And he added that the victory is a stamp to the BJP's governance model. Mr. Modi mentioned that when it comes to good governance, the country trusts only the BJP and the NDA. The Prime Minister said that the Maharashtra has strengthened to resolve of Viksit Bharat. Reacting to the poll result, Congress said that the party will analyze the Maharashtra Assembly elections results. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said that the party has assumed that it will get the mandate in the state. Mr. Ramesh asserted that the party will not step back from the agenda and continue to raise the social and economic issues. The government will hold an all-party meeting today ahead of the winter season of the parliament. The meeting will be presided over by the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during session. The winter session will commence from Monday and will continue till the 20th of December. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake a three-day official visit to Italy from today. He will travel to Fujai, Italy, to participate in the outreach session of the G7 foreign ministers meeting, where India has been invited at the guest country. He will also be expected to meet his counterparts in the country of Italy and the participating nations from the G7 related engagements and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also participate in the 10th edition of the MED, the Mediterranean Dialogue, in Rome. Dr. Jaishankar will also inaugurate the new premises of the Assembly of the Embassy of India in Rome. In Pakistan, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, at least 37 people were killed and several others injured in the tribal sectarian violence over the last 24 hours. The clashes between Alizai and the Bagan tribes of Kurram district, bordering Afghanistan in northwest Pakistan, took place following the Thursday's attack on the convoy of the passenger vans near the Parachinar, in which 47 people were killed. In cricket, India will resume its second innings overnight, score of 172 without a loss against Australia on the third day of the opening test match in the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth this morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:50 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.